Peter Schiff is the CEO of Euro Pacific Metals. He's also the host of the Peter Schiff Show and a best-selling author. Peter, glad to have you back on the program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A couple of things I want to talk to you about. First of all, I love getting your emails. Some of your topics are very interesting. You believe that a collapse is coming in our economy. Tell us about this. Why are you so concerned?
Well, our economy is being artificially propped up right now by 0% interest rates, quantitative easing, massive government spending. But what's really being propped up is not a legitimate economy. It's just a phony economy based on excessive debt and consumption, spending. And eventually, interest rates are going to have to rise. The Fed can't keep them at these artificially low levels indefinitely. At some point, market pressures will bring interest rates up, and that's when the house of cards comes collapsing down, because in order to sustain this phony economy, we've got to have these 0% interest rates. The Fed's got to be there monetizing government debt. When they can't do it anymore, the game's over, and the whole system collapses. And the longer the Fed keeps it going, the bigger the bust, because there's more problems that are going to need to be resolved, and we can't do that until interest rates go up.
When do you think the interest rates will go up, and what happens if we do have a collapse?
Well, I don't know exactly when they're going to go up, but I think it's going to be a lot sooner than people expect. And when it happens, then you unravel this whole bubble economy. Real estate prices come down. Banks fail, a lot of people lose their jobs, particularly in some of these bloated segments of our economy where we have too many people, like healthcare, financial services, education, retail, real estate related. We have a very misallocated economy thanks to artificially low rates, and all those misallocations will become apparent when interest rates ultimately rise. And so we're going to have a painful economic restructuring that needs to take place. The good news is, on the other side of that restructuring is going to be a growing, vibrant economy where people will be able to get jobs. But we can't get from where we are to where we need to be without going through that short-term pain. But unfortunately, the politicians, the central bankers, refuse to allow that short-term pain, even though it's healthy and constructive. And so they keep, numbing us up with a stimulus Novocaine, and so the underlying problem just gets worse.
Well, you mentioned you don't know when it's going to happen. There are a lot of folks who believe it's coming too, but that it's coming years down the road.
Well, how many years? I mean, 1 or 2 years? Yeah, we might have that much time, but 10 years? I don't think there's any way we could continue for 10 years. I mean, imagine, if we kept adding $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion of debt every year for 10 years.
All right.
The numbers are just too big. We can't finance it. And, of course, ultimately, when our creditors get worried, we got to pay this money back. I mean, nobody ever even talks about having to pay the debt back. But we're borrowing the money. It's not a gift. And the people lending it to us might want it back, just like the people that were lending money to Greece wanted their money back. And you have, that's the real fiscal cliff. When we can't finance these debts anymore because the world won't finance them.
All right, Peter, you also are in the precious metals business. Tell us what your company does, Euro Pacific Metals.
Well, I've got two companies. I've got a brokerage firm, Euro Pacific Capital, which does stocks and bonds, mostly outside the United States, but domestic as well. Euro Pacific Precious Metals is a retailer of bullion, gold and silver, coins and bars, and that's for people who want physical delivery. One thing we don't do is sell anything rare, numismatic, collectible. I find that when people are buying those types of products, they face markups.
All right, you've told us that we should buy gold to protect ourselves from this crash. How do I know that you're not just trying to get me to buy gold from your company?
Well, I mean, my company doesn't own any gold. I have to just go buy it in order to resell it. So it's not like I've got a big inventory of gold that I'm looking to unload. I mean, I make recommendations to my clients based on what I think will do well. But, you know, and because I like gold, I recommend that people buy it. If I like something else, I would recommend something else. It doesn't matter to me. I can tell people to buy stocks, to buy bonds, whatever I think is going to offer the best returns is what I'm going to recommend. And, you know, the reason I set up my precious metals company is because I believe so strongly
all right,
in gold.
Peter,
I've been selling gold to my brokers.
I've got to get to a hard break. I never have enough time with you. We will get you back on, I promise. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks for having me on.